Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The beautiful 27th Psalm has many memorable lines, but on first reading, we see the Psalm divides in two, so dramatically that some commentators suggest this might be two Psalms cobbled together. But there's no need for that. Look at the sudden change. Quote, I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Verse 6. Quote, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Verse 7. From singing to sighing in one verse. But that's life, isn't it? A harsh comment, a late-night phone call, an unhappy visit with the boss, a friend's tragedy, a personal attack. And it seems everything changes. But that's just the point of the psalm. Not everything changes. It may be true in part 1, verses 1 to 6, that the Lord seems to, quote, hide me in his pavilion, verse 5, where everything is safe and cozy. At other times, as in part 2, verses 7 to 13, he may seem to, quote, hide his face from me, verse 9, and I feel all alone. But the bottom line? That's verse 14. Quote, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Fear panics. Faith perseveres. Fear saps our energy. Faith strengthens us. Yes, there are times when you can say, quote, the Lord is the strength of my life, verse 1. At others, you need him to, quote, strengthen your heart, verse 14. But in both cases, it's the Lord we need. Even if I'm abandoned by my parents, quote, the Lord will take care of me, verse 10. The psalm begins beautifully. There's nothing like being in the light and having saving arms around you to banish fear. What if a, quote, wicked person attacks you? Maybe there are several, quote, enemies and foes, verse 2. Or what if it's, quote, an army, or even an entire war that breaks out around you, verse 3. In this I will be confident, says David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Verse 1. More tomorrow.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.